If you got your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. The Bible says in verse 1, "Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and a strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. The glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower and as a hasty fruit before the summer, which when he hath that looketh upon it, seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, for a spirit of judgment unto him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength of them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them are to wean from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come upon unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. A judgment also will I lay in the line, and the righteousness to the plummet, and the hell shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you for morning by morning shall it pass over by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in." As we look at this morning and we see the Lord of glory, he's speaking to Isaiah and he's laying out some things, and he's talking about Ephraim, and he's talking about Ephraim's the captivity they're going to go into. And I want to say there's a whole lot of people today that's living in captivity. You say, "Well, preacher, we don't have slavery and bondage no more." Oh, but no, we do, because there's a lot of people that's caught up in the slavery and bondage of sin this morning. A lot of people caught up in following their flesh and doing that they would, and not what God would have us to do. But boy, I tell you, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's able to deliver us. We see here the Word of God, it's talking about this Samaria and those 10 tribes of Israel. Now, everybody knows that those 10 tribes are lost tribes. If you ask the world and history buffs today, they'll tell you that nobody knows where those 10 tribes are. But I want to say on the authority of God and His Word that God knows where they are this morning. God knows exactly where them 10 tribes are. And if you go over there and you'll talk to the Jew, the Jews are coming back, as Brother Rex said in Sunday school, coming back by groves back to that land, and they're being bombed and bombarded every day by the enemy of this world, an enemy of the Jew, and an enemy of God. But praise God, they're standing fast. They're still boarding planes and going back to that little nation of Israel, that place where God has promised He'd bring them into and He'd deliver them. Praise God. I want to say that same God has offered us the same hope. He said, if you'll walk with me and talk with me and trust in me, I'll bring you to a place of blessed hope. I'll bring you to a place of deliverance. I'll bring you to a place of peace. I'll bring you to a place of rest. And I'll give you, praise God, my promise before your eyes. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad today we have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ? If we put our hope in this world, we'd be forsaken before the day's over. If you put your hope in your flesh or some person, you'll be discouraged before the day's over. But I want to say, if we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in that finished work of Calvary, praise God, we can have the blessed assurance that God Almighty has a purpose for you and I. Amen. The Bible says that God's going to send a strong one in verse 2. Now, He was talking about that nation of Assyria. They was going to come down like a storm, amen, and they was going to take Ephraim, amen. But praise God, He said if they'd come down, in verse, He said that crown of pride and drunkards and those that's called up, those minds that are numb to the things of God, those that forgot to remember God, He said God's going to sweep through, amen, with the mighty rushing wind, and He's going to touch them. He said that He quickly defeated, it tells us in verse 4. Amen. I won't say the adversary, the devil, praise God's having his field day now, but one day in a little while, he's already a defeated foe. Amen. I say again, the devil, he don't like you. He tried to choke me to death. The devil's already a defeated foe. We put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has no power over us. We can't give Him power. Amen. We submit ourselves to God and put up a resistance. I won't say you're no match for the devil. I'm no match for the devil, but praise God, when we submit ourselves to God and we put up that resistance, you say, know what, devil? I'm not going to let you have your way no more. I'm going to stand firm upon the truth of the Word of God, amen, and I'm going to stand with Him, praise God. Having done, I'll stand.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, devil don't like that. Devil don't like this. He'd like to choke me to death this morning. But praise be to God, He's a God of heaven that's already overcome the devil. He's already overcome all the obstacles that he has. Praise God, He's already promised deliverance. Deliverance, sweet deliverance will come.
Amen.
Praise God and Almighty God. Hey, you know, because verse 5, He talks about a future Messiah. Amen. Talks about that one will come, praise God. When the devil's done all that he can do. He said, there's a soon coming Savior, praise the Lord, that's going to step out, amen, with a shout and a trump and draw us up hither.
Amen.
Amen. Paul talked in 1 Thessalonians, amen, about those that be caught up. But he said, those that are alive and remain. He was talking about those folks that's getting ready for the rapture. Those folks getting ready to go out of here. But he also said in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, those that are looking for His appearing.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory be God. What is he talking about? I'm saying Paul was talking about in his lifetime, praise God, he was looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back and take them out of there. Amen. He said that Savior's coming for us. Praise God. He was expecting Him to come. I don't know about you, but praise God, this morning I'm expecting Him to come. Amen. And when He comes, He'll not tarry. Amen. People, let's sit back and let's say, well, preacher, I'm going to get my heart right with God one of these days. One of these days I'm going to start working for the Lord. One of these days I'm going to make a commitment to Him. I want to say one day will be too late.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says this today is the day of the Lord. Today's the day we get in. Today's the day we start working. Today's the day we start looking up. Today's the day we start praising Him. Today's the day we start giving Him glory for all that He does.
Amen.
Amen. We just celebrated Thanksgiving. And boy, I tell you what a Thanksgiving I had. Amen. I got praise and give God all the glory, bringing our families together. Praise God's keeping us around. Amen. To enjoy one more Thanksgiving. Amen. Boy, if you didn't rejoice and shout and praise God for that, amen, you done missed the mark. Boy, we ought to be shouting us, praising us, people in the world, because God's blessed us. Thank God He'd give us this little place. But He said that Messiah would come. Amen. And He said that the people, the residue of the people, talking about those that'll be converted, praise God, that'll realize that there's a Savior, praise God, that come to save humanity, come to save you and I. Amen. But he goes on in verse 19. He said, "Whom shall we whom shall he, God, teach knowledge?" Amen. I'll tell you who he teaches knowledge. Those that want to know him. Amen. If you want to know Lord Jesus Christ, you want to know the God of heaven, praise God. You want to know what's going on, praise God, in this life and after, praise the Lord. He said, God will teach you and he'll show you in his word. He said, in the volume of the book, it is written of him. See what you said, preacher, I don't really know nothing about much about Jesus, praise God. Look in the book. Amen. You want to know about him, you want to have a relationship about him, you want to get close to him, you need help from the Lord, praise God, look in the book. Amen, praise God. He'll give you things that you never thought you could have. Amen. He said, and whom shall he make to understand the doctrine, that teaching, that biblical instruction? Amen. Those that's looking for instruction, those that's praying, asking God to show me. Amen. There's a lot of things. Listen, there's a lot of things in this world I don't understand. There's a lot of things in this Christian faith that we have and we're supposed to have in Lord Jesus Christ that I don't understand. I don't understand why God does what he does. I don't understand why some good people have to go through bad things. But I know that we live in an old sin-cursed world that's full of the devil. I know we live in an old sin-cursed world that's full of hurt and pain and agony and sorrow. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God, because we live in that. We don't have to, we've still got a God in heaven that loves us and sent his only begotten Son to die for us so we don't have to stay here. Amen. Amen. He gives us a promise of life and life everlasting. Amen. A life of peace and joy and harmony with God, lifting our voices every day and praising him. Amen. That's the whole. This is what are you saying, Pastor? What I say all the time, praise God. If you're living here today, this is as bad as it gets. One day, praise God, it's going to be better for me and you. Amen. When God begins to wipe away all those things that hinder us and bring us down. Amen. There'll be joy and peace unspeakable, praise God. We'll shout and praise the Lord around the throne of grace. Amen. Amen. The best thing about that, Brother Bill, is we'll be able to be there with those that we love. Those that's gone on before that died in Christ Jesus, praise God. Bible said he'll bring with him. And those that are alive and may be caught up, praise God. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
People may say, preacher, I've had people tell me, say, preacher, I don't believe that. Had one felt them. He said, I believe we just live through here and we die and they bury us in the ground. That's it. I said, well, I said, you're all men most miserable if you have hope only in this world. I said, praise God, I've got a hope that far exceeds this world, far exceeds this life. I've got a hope and a promise of an afterlife, praise God, where God's promised he'd take care of me. Amen. He'd help me, praise God. I'd be glorified with the Son, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the glory which he received. But he said, we need to be off the milk and off the breast. He said, it's time for you. He said, what happened to Ephraim? What happened to Israel? What's happening to the church today? What's happening to me and you, praise God, is we're still on the milk. Amen. You get to preaching truth. You get to preaching right. Amen. And the word of God, and people will fall out with you. Amen. You know why? Because it hits us where we live. It starts affecting our lifestyle.
Amen.
Praise God. If the Bible affects your lifestyle, you need another style of life. Amen. Need go in a different direction. You can't keep going down the same road and expect a different result. Amen. Praise God, you got to change the road you're on. Amen. Praise the Lord. You travel on no back road, praise God, trying to get there through the back road. Amen. And it'll take you a whole lot longer to get there. And it'll take, amen, you'll find a lot of potholes along the way. But praise God, if you'll get on that interstate of God, amen, the word of his truth, praise God, and head out for glory, amen, God will get you there on time. I know there's nobody here that wants to go out early. Amen. I told you before, I want to live as long as I can. Amen. I want to live as long as I can, praise God, and worship and praise the Lord as long as I can. But praise God, when my number's up, I'm ready. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. But I don't want to get there early. He might still be working on my place. Amen. I want it to be finished and complete, praise God, when I get there, and I know it will. Yeah. Amen. Because you say, well, preacher, you can't go early. Praise God, no, because the Lord won't let me. He said, it's appointed a man wants to die, and after this, a judgment. We've all got an appointment. Yeah. Amen. Now, you've got an appointment. I've got an appointment. I don't know when it is. Amen. You know what? If we knew when it was, we'd probably live a little bit better, wouldn't we?
Amen.
Amen. We'd probably live if we didn't realize we had tomorrow. Had no boy. The doctor said he was sick, and boy, they got to running some tests on him, and he run to God, run to the house of God, and started getting his life straightened out. And the doctor said, "Well, what you've got?" He said, "It's a bad disease, but the kind and the form you got, hey, it'd take years and years for it to kill you. It'll probably die something else first." You know what he did? He went right back to living that old lifestyle that he lived. Amen. He don't realize the bar he'd get run over by a tractor trailer and killed, praise God, and go out of here lost without God. Amen. We need to be ready today. He said, listen, you need to be, he told that nation of Ephraim, he said, you need to be ready today. Amen. And he said, he gives us the precepts of what we need. He said, precept upon precept, and precept upon precept, and line upon line, here a little, there a little. But he said, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. Amen. He's trying to teach those rebels, praise God, the ways of God. He's trying to teach them to come in humility before God and have a teachable spirit. Amen. What's wrong in churches today? We've got a spirit of rebellion, but we don't have a spirit, a teachable spirit. Amen. Because if we did, praise God, God would be changing us. Amen. Day by day, he'd be making a difference. But the murmuring and complaining Jews, he said, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. Amen. He said, I give you an opportunity to rest. He said, I give you an opportunity for refreshing. He said, yet they would not hear. Amen. He said, I told him, he said, I'm offering you an opportunity to get right with God, get close to God, and be refreshed in the Lord. Get that closeness again that you once knew. Surely there's some people in the land, praise God, some adults, some grown-ups, some old folks, praise God, that still has a touch of God. Amen. Amen. He said, I give you an opportunity, but you know, look what he says in verse 4:13. He said, but the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they may go back and fall backward and be broken, snared and taken. Amen. You know what they was saying? He said, the word of God to them. You say, well, preacher, sounds like they believed the word. They listened to the word. They heard what? No, it was just a monotone voice that was speaking. It was just a monotone thing. Like preaching, praise God, and just coming at them, praise the Lord, but they wasn't listening. Remember I told you, I tell you all the time, it's okay to hear, praise God, but it's better to listen. You sit back there, a whole lot of people sit back there and look at me and shake their head. They hear. I wonder how many of us is actually listening to hear what God's got to say to you. Amen. Now, what he says to Brother Rex might not be what he says to Brother Bud. Amen. Because he speaks to you, because a volume of books written of him, and he's giving you himself, he's showing you where he's at. But he said they wouldn't listen because it was just a bunch of noise. Amen. And he goes on and he talks about these prophets and the people that's proclaiming and said how they made a pact with the devil. They made a pact with hell. Amen. Say, well, if we can't overcome it, we'll just join it. That's what most of the world's doing today, praise God. We can't overcome it, so we're just trying to fit in. Amen. But we can't fit in. Why? Because he said it was a refuge of lies. I won't preach on that just a few minutes this morning if God will be my help. On the refuge of lies. The devil's a liar. Did you know that? Amen. The devil is the father of lies, the instigator of lies, the starter of lies, and he'll never tell you the truth. The devil is eat up with half-truths. What is a half-truth? It's a lie. Amen. The truth is the truth and a lie is a lie. And a lie is of the devil. You know, a preacher, sometimes I tell little white lies. Praise God, you just lie. That means you're a liar. Amen. You know, preacher, I don't like that. I'll not come back again. Well, that's okay. But praise God, I'm going to tell you the truth while you're here. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you too much for me to tell you a lie. I don't like the devil, praise God, and I ain't going to side with him. Amen. I hate the devil. Oh, my, he'd like to kill me this morning. He'd like to take me out. But praise be to God. I hate the devil. Amen. He's a destroyer of lives. He's an accuser of the brethren. Praise God. He brings up riot accusations about you and me. Praise God. But I'm glad when the blood's applied, I'm made clean. Amen. Amen. What would the devil like to do? He'd like to tear up. Judgment, verse 17 says judgment. Well, he says, verse 15, because you have said we have made a covenant with death. And with hell are we at agreement. Amen. So another, they made a covenant agreement with death. When the overflowing skirt shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. for we have made lies our refuge. Could you imagine going to a place that was a lie to get refuge? We have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Amen. A false place of safety. We have it all around us today. But there's some things that we need to know, praise God. There's some refuges. Number one, there's a refuge from the accusations of our own consciousness. Does your conscience ever speak to you? That's that God-given part of you, praise God, speak to your inner man, praise God, and tell you that things is right or wrong. Amen. I won't say, praise God, there's no gray areas with God. Amen. He puts it out there black and white, or white and red, praise God, whichever writing and book has to be, praise God. But he puts it out there and he said, this is right and this is wrong. But we're living a day and hour that we want to call right, right, and wrong, wrong. I mean, right, wrong, and wrong, right. Praise God. We want to take it around. We want to play it with God. And we want to make deals with God. Well, God, you know, I'm going to do this, but. Ain't no buts about it, praise God. God says wrong, get away from it. Repent, turn from it, don't go back, don't look back, don't turn back, praise God. Keep going toward Jesus. Amen. You know why? Because when we turn to the Lord, praise God, repent and turn to the Lord, every step we take closer to Him, we get stronger. That's why the devil don't want us to go to the Lord, praise God, because he wants to keep you weak. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, you go 7 days without the Lord, you go a week without the Lord, it'll make you weak. Amen. One W-E-E-K will make you W-E-A-K. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I can go 2 or 3 months and it don't bother me. Yeah, because the devil's already got you where he wants you. Amen. He's taking you down the wrong road. Praise God. You ain't even got enough sense to know it. Amen. He loves you. Praise God. We need all the help we can get. Amen. We need to fortify ourselves in the Lord today because He's trying to take us, trying to restore the home, the family, our lives, and our churches. I was telling the fellas in the prayer room, we need to pray for churches. I know 3 churches right now, at least 3, praise God, without pastors. One of them has been without a pastor for over a year. Got a fella filling in, you know, waiting on them to pray one in. But I think what they're doing, they're trying to look one up. Amen? You get to try and look one up, praise God, you know what you'll get? It's kind of like when you go and try to find you a mate. You're liable to be ashamed of what you find. Amen? But praise God, when you find one that loves you, that loves the Lord and loves you, praise God, it'll be right. And Lord will put you together, praise God, and it'll be that saying, of no, let no man put it asunder. It'll be a right, it'll be a connection. But our conscience, praise God, has to be a part of that. That's a refuge where we need to seek. I mean, not only the refuge of our conscience, but a refuge of the power of sin, from the power of sin. Get in a refuge, praise God, where sin don't have control of us no more. God's got a refuge, praise God, a place that we can hide that's sure and steadfast. Amen. Our conscience will speak to us and tell us what's right, praise God, and the power of God will put us where we need to be. That's called faith, trusting in the Lord. Amen. That He has His right of way in our heart, His right of way in our life, takes us where He wants us to go, puts us where He wants us to be. Amen. So we look up and say, glory to God, I'm glad to be here. Praise the Lord. And it's just getting better farther on. Well, what a shout, what a praise, what glory, what victory. Amen. When we get where God have us to be. Amen. You looking for victory this morning, praise God. Jump out of your seat, pray, come to the old-fashioned altar, say, Lord God, here I am. Help me, Lord. Amen. Victory, victory, praise God. I want victory, Lord. Bless His holy name. But He said they had made an agreement. And when overflowing scourge had come to them, they made lies our refuge. And under falsehood we hid ourselves. They'd taken shelter in lies. Amen. I wouldn't want to trust lie. They tell you, Brother Don, they say, Brother Don, that we're being attacked by Russia and overhears a fallout shelter. And you go over there and you look at that thing looks like a little old house with a rickety roof on it, and they say, you'll be safe in there. Praise God, I believe God give you enough common sense, realize, praise God, I don't think that'll protect me. Amen. They was trying to hide in lies, praise God, and God uncovered the lies and He showed them the truth. Amen. I'm glad God will show you the truth if you'll listen. And we get to looking for truth. Why? Because we need a refuge from the displeasure of God. I'm afraid today we live in, God's not happy with a whole lot of His people. I'm about to think He's a whole lot happy with the world which we live in and the things they're trying to push off as being godliness. Amen. Righteousness is of the Lord, praise God. It's not you and me what we think it is, but what God says it is. Amen. Amen. We think it is a refuge of lies. We find a place where we can't hide. You can't hide from God. He knows where you're at. Not only is it a place from displeasure of God, but it's a place from the wrath to come. What God's going to pour out on this world when it's all said and done. God's about fed up with this mess. God's about, do you hear what I said? God's about fed up with this mess. He's tired of seeing Christian people hurt. And I tell you what else He's tired of. He's tired of seeing little children taken advantage of. Amen. God's about fed up with that, and people start hurting little children and doing it, saying it's okay in just the name of love, praise God. I want to say God's about fed up with that. He said before we hurt these little children, He said it'd be better to take a millstone, put it about your neck, and be cast in the sea. Amen. We need to make sure, praise God, whether folks ain't, that these people ain't hurting our little children. Bless His holy name. But He said that the Bible says everybody's seeking a refuge. But I'm afraid what we're finding is a refuge that's false. It's not a real place. It's just a lie of the devil. Amen? It's a lie of the devil, a distraction, if you would. But there's a day coming when God's going to tell. What kind of refuge do you have? I want to ask you that question. Do you have a refuge of lies, or do you have a refuge of truth and promise? Amen? Because the devil's got one and God's got the other. And we have to ask ourselves, there's a day coming when God is going to test our refuge. God's going to test your refuge, that place that you call, that you go to, that you call a safe place from this world and life and everything that it throws at you. What kind of refuge do we have this morning in the Lord? Because He says in verse 17 that judgment's coming. He said, also I lay the line in the righteousness and to the plummet, and the hell shall sweep away the refuge of lies. And the water shall overflow the hiding place. God says, one of these days, said, I'm going to overflow that refuge of lies. He said, I'm going to bring it up to the plummet, a righteousness to the plummet. Now, a plummet was an aluminum bar, praise God. They'd use a weighted bar that they would use on vessels, a long bar that they would drop down, and they would check the depth of things from a vessel. And He said, praise God, God says, I'm going to drop the boom, drop it down, praise God, and I'm going to check it to see how deep it is. What's enrooted in you, what's grounded in you, what you're trusting in. And He said, praise God, He said, I'm going to find the bottom of it, I'm going to find the truth, praise God, and I'm all that are false lies, all that are the refuge of lies, He said, I'm going to wash them away. Amen. They won't stand. You can't have confidence in them. Praise God. So we got to realize our refuge will be tested. The hell and the water will sweep away that refuge of lies. Well, I got to thinking about that. All these folks, all my folks that are deceived. I have bukus of family members that don't have nothing to do with God, don't take time for God, but they keep saying, well, I'm all right. They're all right in themselves. They're all right in this flesh, I guess, but praise God, they're not all right before God. Amen. You say, preacher, you're judging them. No, I'm just looking at the fruit. Their fruit's rotten. They have no godliness. Amen. They don't desire God. They don't desire the things of God. I love God. I love the house of God. I love the people of God. Amen. I love the Word of God. It speaks to our heart. But they said but they're caught up in a refuge of lies. But a refuge of lies, you got to ask, your refuge, is it a refuge of lies, refuge? Will your refuge stand the test? Will it stand the test? Let me just give you about four things right quickly that's going to be tested. Number one, that refuge, the true refuge, praise God, the highest demand of our conscience. Our conscience is going to speak to us, praise God. What is our conscience? Where's our conscience taking us to? Our conscience should be taking us to the truth. A refuge of lies will not take you to the truth. A refuge of lies will take you to what makes you feel good. A refuge of lies will take you to a place that satisfies your flesh. Hello? Now don't get quiet on me. I'm telling you, I'm preaching you the truth. Amen. I'm laying out here so we know where we stand and know how we stand. So it'll test our truth. It'll test our faith. It'll test our conscience. It'll reveal to us the very mind of God so that we can have and done all stand. Amen. Like I've been preaching for months, it'll make you a better person. Amen. I want to ask you a question. I think I've asked you about every service I preach in here. Are you a better person now than you used to be? Are you getting better every day? Have you got more of a humble spirit toward God and people than you used to have? Are you less selfish than you used to be? Are you more considerate than you used to be? You say, well, preacher, I'm a little bit better. Are you getting better every day? Amen. See, Christianity is something you have to work at with the help of the Lord. And He gives us the strength to having done all to stand, to put sin from our lives. Amen. At the refuge from sin and the wrath to come, what God wants us to have. But do we have that in what we believe, what we stand upon? Is it going to stand the test? Amen. Do you have faith in the Lord? Praise God. To be that person. I'm talking about a refuge that releases you from the power of sin. Amen. You're not caught by that no more. Praise God. It's releasing its hold on you. God's freeing you from that. He's setting you free. Praise God. He's giving you victory in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He's doing that for me. How about you? Is the Lord setting you at liberty? Praise God in Christ Jesus, Savior. Are you getting better day by day? Strengthened in the Lord. Praise God. See, He saved us from our sin. God don't save us in our sin. Hello? You come to the old-fashioned altar and you say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Amen. We can't come and say, Lord, forgive me of a sinner, praise God, unless we ask to forgive us of all our sin. You say, well, preacher, I'm just going to hold on to one or two little sins. Amen. It won't work. There's no repentance in that. Amen. There's no God in that. There's no way. You're not submitting to God and putting up that resistance so He can help you. But God Almighty loves you enough, praise God. He promised He'd come to you, He'd come into you, He'd set up a work in you, He'd establish Himself in you through the Holy Spirit of God. Do you have the Spirit? When you do things that you know is wrong, according to this blessed old book, amen, you do believe that this is the Word of God, right? Amen. It ain't just Pastor Jeff that gets up here and hollers and screams at you I'm telling you what thus says the Word of God, what says God the Father. God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And He's got guidelines for us to go by. He'll help us if we'll let Him. So He saves us from our sin, praise God. He don't save us in our sin. Amen. We've got to ask God to forgive us. We've got to forsake our sin and draw nigh to Him so that He might draw nigh unto us. Amen. I know that's not popular preaching today. People don't like to hear it. They want to pat you and tell you how good you are. You know, you can continue to sin. It's all right, you know. They've even started, the Catholic Church even started passing out indulgences again. They got a little hard up for money. So they said, you know, if you'll pay some money up front, you can go to the priest and ask him for an indulgence. If you want to go out and get you a woman or get plastered tonight, you just give them a little bit of money and they'll pray over that and you don't even have to repent of it. Amen. It's the devil. Amen. It's the devil. That's willful sin. He said there's a judgment for willful sin. When God tells us it's wrong and we do it anyway. But He said there's a refuge from that. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. But will our refuge stand the test? When it comes time for me and you to go out of here, will it stand the test? When it's time for me and you to die, He said it's appointed man wants to die and after this to judgment. When our time comes, will our refuge stand the test? Most of us have a refuge when it's good. It's strong when all's well, when we're well and we're strong. Or we're invincible. We'll poke our chest out, boy, and I got this. I got this. Ain't no problem. But boy, you let sickness and adversity come into your life. And then we start to wonder, what in the world am I going to do? That's not a place, that's not a safe refuge. Amen. We need a refuge of safety, praise God. We need a refuge that we can have safety and insurance when we're standing face to face with death, praise God. If you don't have a safe refuge, praise God, then you have a refuge of lies. If it won't take you right on into death. Amen. What you have a refuge that's worthless this morning. Amen. Because death is just the gate to life everlasting. Amen. Praise God. I said the gateway of death is a gateway to life everlasting. And we just need to get all our folks in, get us rejoicing together in the Lord, looking for His appearing when we'll all see Him where He is.
Amen.
Amen. When we're all gathered over home. But what kind of refuge do you have? Got a refuge of insecurity. A refuge of lies is a lie of the devil. It gives you no peace and joy, amen, with an expectation of life ever after. Amen. We just have life in this world only. Paul said we'd be among men, all men most miserable. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a life that's out of this world. I've got a promise that's of God, amen. So what will happen? Will your refuge stand the test of death, test of judgment, when we have to answer before God? Amen. Will it stand the test when we do answer? Will your refuge stand the test when we stand and look into the face of God? And God looks at us and He knows us to the dividing of the marrow. Amen. The very innermost part of us, the joints and the marrow. Praise God. He knows us from the inside out. And will your refuge, is there a refuge of lies? Will everything be unveiled? When God says, He says in Psalms 24, He said, who's going to rise up and go with me? Who's going to be on my side? He said, oh, Lord, I will. And He said, Lord, let me see your hands. Let me look at your hands. What have you done in this life? What have you done for me? What have you done that was against me? He said, let me see your hands. Will your refuge stand the test? It would be a place of safety, a hiding place in the Lord. When He says, let me see your hands. What'd you do for me? But then He said, He goes beyond that. He said, let me see your heart. Let me see why you did what you did. Amen. Will your refuge be a refuge of lies? Or would it be a refuge of peace and hope and joy? When God can look into you and on you, praise God. And He said, enter in, my beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. What a day that'll be. But what kind of refuge do we have today in Jesus Christ our Lord? Amen. We're living in a world, praise God. He said that judgment shall also I lay to the line and righteousness to the plummet. Amen. And he says hell shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and water shall overflow that hiding place, that place that we thought was safety. Those lies that the devil's taught us. Amen. Just go about your business. Do your own thing. It'll all be okay. I want to say God's got bigger things for me and you. God wants to love on us and bless us, praise God, from the throne of grace all the days of our life. Amen. We need to get away from the refuge of life and get to that refuge of peace. Amen. You say, well, preacher, is there a real refuge? A place of safety? Yeah, there sure is. He tells us about it in verse 16. Amen. Before God said about these refuge of lies and that lead plummet, not aluminum, it's a lead plummet that He drops. Amen. To test the waters. He said, there's an offering from God. There's a righteousness that's of God. He said, therefore, thus says the Lord God. Now watch this. He said, behold. You know what God's saying right there to you and me this morning? He said, pay attention. I've got something important to tell you. Amen. I've got something important. He said, I lay in Zion. Now who knows who said that? God said, I lay in Zion. Amen. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. Amen. But He said it's not just any stone. He said it's a tried stone. He said it's a precious cornerstone. That starts the foundation. That gives you the right start. Amen. You know what's wrong with most Christians today? Amen. They get off on the wrong foot because they's not a man of God. A mama God, a parent of God, an old person God that has enough God on to tell them, you know what? This is the right way and this is the wrong way. Amen. Head them off, praise God, before they go too far down that wrong path. Amen. But He said they's a God, they's a foundation. Sure, He says it's a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation. Amen. He said they's something that's sure and steadfast that you can build on. Amen. He said it's not a refuge of lies, but He said it's a refuge of hope and peace and honor and glory and happiness, a place of joy. Amen. We're trying to build on the wrong foundation other than Christ Jesus our Lord. said, he that believeth shall not make haste. Amen. He said, those that believe on the Lord Jesus. In other words, what he's saying, he said, you'll not be ashamed of it. He said, you'll not run away from it. He said, you'll not hide from it. But praise God, you'll look and long for that foundation. You'll look and long for that precious cornerstone, that sure foundation, so that you can build on the things of God. But you know, if we ain't careful, our flesh will drag us out and it'll build us on a refuge of lies. Amen? I wonder how many souls, even here this morning, the devil's trying to build your life on a refuge of lies. There's no hope, there's no peace, there's no joy, there's no hope and aspect of escape from the wrath to come. You say, well, preacher, you talk about wrath. God's going to pour out His wrath on this world. He's going to pour it out in a little while. He said, He's going to say, I've had enough. Amen. And He's going to tell the Lord Jesus, He's just waiting, anticipating the edge of His chair, wanting to come get us and take us to be with Him where He is. Amen. One day Jesus, the God the Father, is going to say, go get them. And praise God, He's going to unloose His wrath. He said, I've had enough. He said, I'm going to melt it. Peter says He's going to melt it with a fervent heat. I told you what, He's getting it ready. Everywhere you look, these broom sage are popping up. Popping up everywhere you look. And the fields are just being covered. Well, you throw a match in that, and poof, it just goes up like kindling. See, what's happening, preacher? God's getting this thing ready. Amen. He's getting it ready. You look in your yard, you look in the highway, you look along your road. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying God's wrath, it's a coming to your home. It's a coming to your house. And if we're not right with God, it's going to be an overflowing fire that's going to consume us. Amen. It's going to consume us. But praise God when we get on God's side. He said, before the fires begin to burn, praise God, He said, He's going to take us up out of here to be with Him. Amen. So we'll not go through that time of Jacob's trouble. We'll not go through those trials. He said, well, preacher, it's hard already. Yeah, but it's going to get worse farther on. But praise God, to a child of God, one day He said, He's going to say, that's enough. That's enough. And He's going to take us out of here to be with Him. You said, you believe that? I believe that with every fiber in my being. That one day, in just a little while, praise God. But He said, if you're caught up in a refuge of lies, He said, that refuge of lies is going to destroy you. It's going to take you down. Amen. He said, you need to get to the truth. God said, I let it. And He says in verse 9, He said, whom shall He teach knowledge, and to whom shall He make understand the doctrine? He said, who's listening this morning? Amen. Hey, who's listening this morning? Listening to receive what God has for you. Where are you at today in your Christian life? Amen. What kind of refuge do you have this morning? What are you believing in? What are you trusting in? God says, I've got the answers. He said, if you'll come unto Me. Amen. Ye are weary and heavy laden. These folks in here this morning, we've got burdens, I mean heavy burdens for our loved ones, for our family members, for our children, maybe for ourselves. But God says, if you'll come to Me, He said, casting your care on Me, because I care for you.